From their debut album Begin Here through Odyssey and Oracle, the Zombies have proved over the past 60 years they've still got that hunger to the point they're playing a different game. Their latest LP, available to buy at your local record store or buy and listen online as well. I'm Joe Medforce, reporting for originalrock.net, and I'm honoured to be Zooming with the Zombies songwriter and lead singer, the brilliant Mr. Colin Blunstone. Colin, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, Joe. Thanks very much for that wonderful introduction. That's made my day.
It's a good start to a pretty grey morning here in, I assume you're in Hertfordshire because of the show tonight, right?
Yeah, we are actually, because we played at Harpenden last night. Sold out show.
How was it last night? I'm going tonight, thanks to your amazing PR team. How was the show last night?
Oh, it was great. You know, it's always fantastic to play to a sold-out audience. And there's also an added something when you get back to Hertfordshire, where I come from. I was born in Hatfield, and I went to school in St. Albans, but I know Harpenden quite well. And there's always an added something, an added excitement when you're playing in your own home ground, you know. So I really enjoyed it last night. It was brilliant, and I'm looking forward to tonight.
Me too. I'm talking to you right now from St. Albans. It's where it's where I was born and raised. And so it's, as I say, it's a thrill for me to be speaking to you right now because you're part of such a rich musical history. But enough about that. Let's talk a different game. I've listened to the record and it's fantastic. And to me, A Different Game is a soulful album with lyrical themes that explore everything from loneliness, grief, to moving on in life, with a jazzy, you know, musical spring in your step. Can you tell us more about why your songwriting on this record went in those different directions?
Well, I mean, I must clarify that the dominant songwriter on this album is actually Rod Argent,
for sure,
not me. But I do know this. I know a lot about how Rod writes because I've worked with him for 60 years, mm-hmm. You know. And I mean, I would say the first thing I'd say about these songs are they're written by Rod, who's a very sophisticated musician. And he's got this gift of writing songs that can sound quite simple. But if you really analyze the music behind the song, they're really sophisticated songs. They're not the kind of songs that would be your first step into songwriting. You know, they're quite difficult to play, apart from anything else. And he's also a master of lyrical sophistication as well, always concentrating on the sound of the words as well as the meaning of the words. It's so important when you're writing a lyric that the lyric sings well. Of course, you want it to have some meaning, but it's so important that it rings well, that it reads well. And I know with lyrics, Rod always likes the lyric to be a kind of lyric that can mean different things to different people. There'll be a meaning behind it for him, but he wants everyone to find a meaning for themselves. And it is interesting when you talk to people when they've heard a song, how they will get something completely different out of the lyric to the next person who listens to it. And that's one of the joys of singing Rod songs, that they do have different meanings for different people.
And what did it mean to you to record the album with Rod and obviously the whole band? And what did you take for your meaning when you were singing and recording?
Well, to record with Rod producing together with Dale Hansen, it was a co-production, and to record with the current lineup in the band is an absolute joy. They're wonderful musicians, all of them, fabulous musicians. We recorded in Rod's studio, which is down in Hampshire, so it was a very relaxed environment. And it couldn't be better, really. When we don't have to watch the clock because it's Rod's studio, so when we're not fighting, you know, a tight recording budget, we can within reason, we can take our time. And I'm working with people who are very close friends and who are wonderful musicians. So it's a really good situation to be in, where you can be stimulated by these great musicians, but they're also their mates, you know. And so you can have a bit of a laugh, although we all know that we're there for the serious business of trying to complete a worthwhile album. And I think in this case, it's really, really come off.
I couldn't agree more. You've definitely accomplished that from what I've heard. And seeing how far you guys have come as well from your, you know, beginnings, it's really something. You have this, you know the sort of the more, you know, 60s rock of it all that's still there and present, but then that organ on the title track, I was like, well, hello Procol Harum. Like, it's beautiful. And before I ramble on too much about it, you speak of that connection, obviously, with your friends and bandmates who you've recorded with and recording and playing with Rod. And we already touched on, of course, last night's what is really the first show of this tour for A Different Game, right? Or one of the first.
It's one of the first. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have actually been playing through the UK for about a week and a half mm-hmm. now. For me, although it's not really the first show of the tour, it is an important one, a special one. I think, you know, as I just said, because I'm mm-hmm. playing in an area that I grew up in, it'll always be special for me to play in Hertfordshire. But we have been playing for some time.
For sure.
Before we started this UK tour, we've done two tours of America this year already, and the last tour that we did in America was really extensive.
Fantastic.
And featured a week at the famous South by Southwest Festival in Austin in Texas, which is a real experience when thousands of bands descend on Austin, and every street corner, every shop, every club, every record store has got a band playing live. It's just music takes over Austin for a week. And we had the pleasure of playing there for, I think we did three concerts while we were there, but we did lots of other things as well. We sat on musical panels and we visited record stores. And also we've just completed a documentary on the Zombies, which was premiered at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin and got an incredible reaction from the media and from the public. So there's so much been going on with the Zombies in the last few months. It is really incredible
that
this
is...
band started first in 1961. We started, and here we are in 2023, and there's so much going on. It's really wonderful, and it's been a great surprise to Rod and I that we would be so active at this time in our lives, but it's been a wonderful surprise. It wasn't looked for. It's just sort of crept up on us. And we're just having such a great time.
I can tell from the passion in your voice. And I'm a filmmaker myself. And the way life moves too fast these days, I didn't even know about that documentary. What's the title of the documentary itself? Is it just The Zombies?
It's called Hung Up on a Dream.
And it
runs for about 1 hour and 40 minutes. It's pretty
that's tight. That's good though.
It's a full, you see, we didn't think that there was enough film of it when we first started. There was no video when we first started, but I don't know where they found these bits of film from, but there's a lot of historical video included in this, and it makes for quite a moving experience for us watching this story of our lives. And I know it's already scheduled to be played at six or seven more festivals around the world. So, you know, the future looks bright for this documentary, and we're hoping that it will be shown on a sort of a major platform, you know, a Netflix or an Amazon Prime or something like that.
So you get out to that wider audience.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
Well, and let's get it at the Odyssey in St Albans as well. Let's get it on that screen.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. I mean, it would be great to see it on a big screen. You know, yeah. I mean, I did see it on a big screen in Austin but it would be nice to see it around the world on a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
But it would just be lovely for people to see this story, because it is quite an interesting one that we started such a long time ago, and then the band was quite inactive for quite a few years.
Mm.
And we've managed to reactivate the band from 1999 onwards, particularly in America, but also around the world, including the UK. And it's quite an unusual tale. It's there aren't many 60s bands that are still playing and writing and recording new material. And the Zombies are one of those few bands that are doing that. So it may even be a unique tale. It may be that we're the only 60s band. When you think back to it, the Rolling Stones, that's an example. But otherwise, it's quite a short list of 60s bands that are still writing and recording new material. So it makes it into quite an interesting story.
And clearly, some part of you maybe even knew it back then with the name and the fact that you guys, I love that you're still around. And before we go, I do have to ask, because I sit here on this dreary St. Albans morning, and I would love to know from you personally, born in Hatfield, in St. Albans, where the band was born, do you have any favourite places that are still around that you love to still go in our historic home city?
Well, I always remember the... when I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about pubs. I suddenly thought,
yes,
of the
Boots, yes,
and the Fighting Cot. And,
and they're still standing.
But I mean, apart from some of the lovely pubs, I love to go to the cathedral. I mean, that is a beautiful experience to walk around the lake and then go to the cathedral. And also, I used to like to go to the top of the clock tower as well. I don't know if you can still do that.
You can. Yeah, you still can. It's open limited times, but you can. So maybe if you have a chance before tonight's show, you can stop in. I don't know the opening times off the top of my head, but...
Yeah, I mean, if I can get over to St. Albans, I'm not in St. Albans, I'm close by, but if I can get over there, I'd love to do that. I think St. Albans is a beautiful city, and it's a place that I loved when I was younger, but it seems to be more beautiful now than it was when I was young. Some places just sort of blossom, while other towns that I know have deteriorated, but St. Albans has done the opposite to that. It's an absolute joy to get back to St. Albans. I think it's a beautiful place. And, maybe in the fullness of time, as I approach retirement, perhaps I could even come back home to St. Albans to complete my time on this earth.
Well, you're here in the neighbouring Harpenden tonight, and I'm really excited to see you guys. Colin, thank you so much for your time today. All the best for tonight's show and the rest of the tour. And if you are listening to this in the present or near future, you can catch the Zombies live on tour between now and May 6th, 2023. That's when they play your last UK show for a while, unless the website information has misled me.
No, I think that's correct. Yes.
And because clearly they've been Austin, Texas, all over the world. Check out Hung Up on a Dream, the documentary as well, when you get a chance to. And be sure to give Different Game a spin. It's out now via Cooking Vinyl. And until next time, please keep that dial turned up to originalrock.net. Thanks again, Colin.
Cheers. All the very best. Been great talking to you.
You too. Bye.